From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States says it carried out a raid on Islamic State fighters in eastern Syria, focusing on IS leadership. A Pentagon spokesman says the operation in Deir ez-Zor province was carried out by a U.S. Special Forces unit. He said a lot of intelligence was gathered during the operation. A Pentagon spokesman says a U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at Iranian boats near the Strait of Hormuz on Sunday. Four Revolutionary Guard attack vessels moved in at a very high rate of speed toward the USS Mahan in the Strait of Hormuz, ignoring U.S. warnings. When the Iranian boats did not respond to requests to slow down, the Mahan fired shots with a 50-caliber machine gun. The Iranians then stopped. Here's reaction from White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
At this point, the United States does not know what the intentions of the Iranian vessel were, but the behavior is not acceptable, given that the USS Mahan was operating international waters.
The Navy destroyer was escorting two other ships at the time of the incident. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Monday his government opposes any contact between Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials. The statement comes a day after Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The meeting happened in Houston, where Ms. Tsai stopped on her way to Central America. Russia and the Philippines are considering joint naval exercises. Russia sent a destroyer and a naval oil tanker to a port in Manila last week for a five-day goodwill visit, and the two sides are looking to expand defense cooperation. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has said since taking office in June he wants to be less dependent on the United States and have deeper relations with China, Japan, and Russia. This is VOA News.